You're not alone.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Salt Mines X-Wing Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the backbone of the X-Wing community. That's right, people just like you, doing what they can to get better at the game. For today's episode, I want to revisit a topic that we talked about in a previous episode, but before I do that, let's just cover a few basic things. I am going to be starting that Patreon giveaway here in the near future. So if I get five patrons, we'll be starting a monthly small ship giveaway. And if I get to, if I get to 10 Patreons, it'll be doing a large ship giveaway. And 15 patrons will be getting a squadron pack giveaway. Now, all of this is, if you are a Patreon at any level, you'll be entered in. Patrons at the highest level will be getting the three entries for every other patron's one entry. So just things to consider if you'd like to support this podcast and help us grow. All right, so let's get into the meat and potatoes of what we want to talk about today. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about sportsmanship and what sportsmanship means for the game. Now I broke this down into six areas that I just want to recap real quick. So the first one is enjoy the game for the game's sake. The second one is be ethical. The third is respect yourself. Four is respect others. Five, accept victory and defeat. That's very important. And sixth, support your community. But that's not the only important terms that come with this game or any sports in general for that matter. So what I want to talk about here is, and hold on 1 second, I'm just going to go in and change something. See if it starts picking up that a little bit better. I want to talk about some other terms that I think are important to the health of the game overall. And the first one that we're going to cover is a good sport. Now, what is a good sport, you ask? So a good sport means being a good winner as well as being a good loser. That is maintaining your poise in either case. So for me personally, this is my ideal for the game, is that everyone would be a good sport. And being a good sport goes beyond just taking your wins or losses well. It means having a friendly conversation with your opponent. It means having that friendly banter. It means pointing out missed triggers. It means helping your opponent with target priority. And it could also mean walking them down the appropriate decision tree for what they're trying to do. Again, this isn't just about helping or making yourself better at the game. It's making your opponents better at the game as well. And I think that has some long-term ramifications that we're missing. All right. Now, here's an important part about this is it doesn't mean that you open up and tell your opponent every single plan and move that you have. That's not what this is about. And for a couple reasons. One, it's about as much fun as to play with someone who won't stop talking as it is to play with someone who doesn't talk at all. So you have to find your balance in that. But it's also, you don't want to be, I don't necessarily want to use the word cocky, but you don't want to offer advice that's not going to be well received. So if your opponent's struggling, offer advice, but don't just give it out. And again, have the conversation, but don't be condescending about it. Don't be like, well, hey, I noticed you're not doing very well there. Do you want to know what I would do in your situation? No, that's not what it's about. But just walking them through the decision tree of, hey, this is a tough round. I've really got my ships spread out, and you have a couple of really good targets on a couple of different ships. If I was sitting across the table at this list, I might consider XY target priority or something like that. It's just something to think of. And again, you can offer the advice, but it doesn't mean they have to take it. Or you can just walk them through the decision tree of, well, yes, this you have a shot on a couple of shots on Supernatural Kylo, which is rare, so you might want to take those now and kind of ignore Von Reg, which you should kill. I'm not saying that's the right move, but depending on the situation, it might be something to consider. But all in all, being a good sport overall is important for the game. Which brings me to our next term that I think is important to the game, and that is a sore loser. Now, a sore loser refers to one who does not take defeat well. And I think this is particularly bad for the game, and here's why. So let's say that you flew your best game ever. And I'm not saying, that your dice were hot. I'm saying you picked your engagement right. You got your ships in the position that you needed them to be in. You juked your opponent or got them to take bait. And you just flew a really, really strong game. And the dice were helpful, but they weren't on fire. And you get to the end of the game, and all your opponent says is, "Man, my dice were terrible. You wouldn't have won that game if my dice hadn't been so terrible." How does that make you feel? I mean, it's happened to me, and to be honest, I didn't feel great about it because I thought I'd flown a really good game, but it just kind of sucked the wind out of my sails. And I think that is just as bad for the game as bringing a meta squad against a new opponent. I mean, I think both are equally terrible for the game. So don't be a poor sport. Now, with that said, because it's not just about losing here, there's another term that we need to be familiar with, and that's bad champs. A bad champ is a phrase that refers to those people who show poor sportsmanship after winning. They are typically called bad champs or a sore winner. Now, here's the other thing. Right. Let's say you do have that game and your opponent, isn't being a good sport about it. Oh yeah, it was a dice, nothing you did. It's just as bad for you to flip it around and just start gloating over it. Because gloating isn't fun. It's not fun for the people that you're gloating over. It's not fun for people watching the game. It doesn't help the health of the game. You're not gonna win any new people to the X-Wing community if they see either one of these, if they see bad champs or sore losers, right? So you need to have that balance. But beyond that, and let me just back up for a second. Before I move on, right? Either one of those options is demeaning to your opponents, and it's detrimental to the game. So don't do it. Like, seriously, just don't. Be that ethical player. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. enjoy the game for what it is. Right? But there's something else to look out for, and that's unsportsmanlike conduct or unsporting behavior or ungentlemanly conduct, which all sounds kind of interesting, but basically it's this is the conduct that when one commits a foul or an offense in many sports that violate the sport's generally accepted rules of sportsmanship and participant conduct. So what are some examples of unsportsmanlike conduct in X-Wing? Well, it could be, rushing your opponent through different phases. Like, okay, all right, let's move from planning to activation phase. Well, hold on, there's another phase in there. Now, given you might not have anything that your list does in the system phase, but maybe your opponent does. So give them the opportunity. Like, okay, we're moving from planning to activation or planning to system phase. Do you have anything in the system phase? That kind of thing. But just rushing them along, rushing them through their attack phase. Now, this particular part of the conversation isn't directed to people that are slow playing. I think slow playing is another example of unsportsmanlike conduct. It's directed at people who have a moderate to average pace of play and are just taking a little bit longer to make a decision here or there. It's okay to spur them on, but don't rush them. Maybe they're contemplating something that you're not thinking of. They probably are. Just because you see an obvious attack doesn't mean that they do. Right? So don't rush your opponents on there. Now, this in particular, I think, speaks the most high of the X-Wing community in that I think X-Wing has one of the best communities that surround it. Abusive rules lawyers and generally unsportsmanlike people tend not to last long in our community. And that's a good thing. X-Wing is supposed to be fun, it's meant to be enjoyed. But it can only be enjoyed if both players are present, engaged, and in general good sportsmen. And I think if one of those factors are missing, that the game isn't going to be as enjoyable for all involved. And this is true of spectators. People unfamiliar with how the game works are always enamored to see these plastic spaceships on the thing. But more than that, they're excited to see how friendly, at least at my local game store, how friendly we are to each other. We've gotten added so many people to the X-Wing community just by having friendly games. And I know it seems like kind of a duh thing, but my gosh, it makes a big difference. So, with that said, I think all of these can be summed up into one general rule, and that's be the type of player you want to play against. That's it. Let me say it again. Be the type of player you want to play against. I think it's monumentally important to be that player. Now, I would be remiss if there was one more term that I want to talk about. If I missed it, I think I'd be remiss. Gosh, I did not use that right. I'm sorry for the English majors and grammar folks who are listening to this podcast. I English good. All right. Now that we've got that out of the way, I want to talk about gamemanship. And it's a term that I'd heard before, but I didn't really know what it meant. And I think the easiest way to describe it is if sportsmanship is being ethical about the game itself, I think gamesmanship is the opposite of that. So if sportsmanship is enjoying the game for the game's sake, then gamesmanship is winning the game for winning's sake. And I don't think it's healthy for the game. And let me dig into that a little bit more. So Gamesmanship is when athletes use methods that are dubious or seemingly improper, but not strictly illegal. So, in other words, trying to gain an advantage without breaking any rules. So, where might you see gamesmanship in X-Wing? Well, this could be in slow playing or time wasting, could be in distracting the opponent, faking an injury, or trying to gain a psychological edge. Now, there's a fine line between talking smack and friendly banter. And you need to be able to walk it. There are certain conversations that I will have with my close X-Wing players that I would never have with a new player, just because I don't know that they'd know that I was joking on it. And that's important. But here's the thing. As the sportsman, it is your job to find that line and do there. If you're berating your opponent, it's easy to see that they're not having a good time. And sure, you might get into their head, but at what cost? Maybe they made a mistake, but what does that do for the longevity of the game? What does that do for the health of the game? Do you like playing against opponents who just try to do nothing but get in your head over it? I mean, is that fun for you? I mean, for some people, yeah, but again, think about the long-term health of the game. And this really stems down to why are you playing X-Wing? What is it about the game that you like? And is it something that only you can do? Again, right? We're not. X-Wing is a multiplayer game. And in order for the community to grow, people have to want to play. And people want to play when they're generally playing against good sportsmen, against people who are chill, who fly casual, who don't rules lawyer them to death. I mean, I used to play Magic the Gathering, and it was never a fun game when you run across a rules lawyer who's just like, not someone who says, oh, you can't do that for X, Y, and Z reason, but just like, I don't even really know how to describe it, but just not. Just beating you over the head with the rules like you don't know any better, or you could never learn that. I think it's important to not be that person. But again, you're gonna have to figure out why you want to play the game. Are you playing it to have fun? Are you playing to learn? Or are you playing to win? And you've heard me say the quote before, I'll say it again. If you're not enough without whatever that winning champion trophy thing is, you'll never be enough with it. So you have to learn to, one, accept yourself for who you are and your own abilities, and two, have fun with the game. And help foster that community and be the type of player that you want to play against. All right. That's all I really wanted to talk about on this particular episode. So it's going to be a shorter one. If you would like to support the podcast, please consider leaving a review on however you consume it, whether it's through Google or Apple or Podbean. Please leave a review. Or if you want to support the podcast, consider joining Patreon, which you can find me at patreon.com/saltmineXwing. If you want to reach out and give me a suggestion or just drop me a line, you can tweet me at saltxwing or shoot me an email at saltminesxwing@gmail.com. And lastly, as you know, I like to end every podcast with a question. And this week, the question is, do you play the game to win or do you play because you enjoy the game? This is Sailor Joe, signing off.
You're not alone.